warm welcome to all of those who are joining to celebrate Easter today with the St. Paul community. As we welcome each other in and come into this space, intentionally coming together for a time of reflecting on God's word and work in our lives, I invite you to take a few moments here to enter into a prayerful space. We gather together in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. O God, you gave your only Son to suffer on the cross for our redemption, and by his glorious resurrection, you delivered us from the power of death. Make us die every day to sin, that we may live with him forever in the joy of the resurrection. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reading today comes from the gospel account given by Matthew, the 28th chapter, the first 10 verses. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven, came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning and his clothes white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He's not here, for he has been raised as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has been raised from the dead and indeed is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and with great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers and sisters, go to Galilee. There they will see me." As I read this Easter morning account from Matthew, a story that we've heard every year multiple times, something new struck me this year. And Matthew paints us a picture of an early morning before the sun was fully up, before anybody knew of Jesus' resurrection, before there was any understanding about what had occurred, while Mary is on her way to the tomb. Suddenly, there's an earthquake. Matthew tells us it's a great earthquake. The Greek translation here for that is a seismos. And for as often as I've heard and read the resurrection story of Easter morning, as I sat with Matthew's account this year, this detail was one that jumped out to me. It's a detail that's easy to slip through the cracks, can seem like it serves as just a background detail to everything else that is happening in that morning. Matthew is the only gospel account that includes this detail. So what's the significance behind this seismos that's included in Matthew's account of Easter morning? As we reflect on various storms and earthquakes that are referenced throughout Scripture, there's a few other times where Matthew uses this same storm, this same seismos in his gospel. Throughout his gospel, in a variety of other places in the New Testament, there's this emphasis and this recognition of creation itself responding to Jesus. And the first time Matthew tells us of one of these seismos is a storm where Jesus is on a boat with his disciples. Matthew tells us that they got on the boat and suddenly there was a windstorm that arose in the sea and caused the boat to be swamped by waves. And the disciples, afraid of capsizing and perishing, went and woke Jesus up, asking them, pleading with him to save them. And so Jesus got up and rebuked the winds and the sea, and a calm fell over the waters. And Matthew, it tells us at that moment, the disciples were amazed at his work and began questioning themselves who Jesus truly was, that he could make even the winds and the seas obey his command. Then again, a few chapters later, just before our reading for today, Matthew writes again of a storm, of this earth-shattering event, another seismos, when he writes of Jesus' death on the cross. And he recounts that when Jesus took his last breath, the curtain of the temple was torn into two, the rocks split, and the earth shook. And upon seeing all of this, experiencing what was happening, those who were watching over Jesus were amazed and were terrified at the earthquake that took place as Jesus breathed his last breath, that they all began proclaiming, "Truly, this was the Son of God." And then we have our gospel story for today. Just after Jesus' death, Matthew writes again of another seismos that occurs as the tomb is found empty. Matthew has this emphasis throughout the scriptures of Jesus not only interacting with and guiding and shaping humanity, but the way that Jesus is also proclaimed and the way that creation responds to Jesus in doing all of this. And as we hear of the way that this is done throughout his ministry, we hear alongside how creation has that recognition, that reaction, that response to what Jesus is doing and what's happening to Jesus. And I think that might be because creation has been waiting, just like humanity. We hear time and time again of the way that creation's groans and the ways that it longs, and we see how it aches to know what happens next, waiting for something to change. And we feel all of that too. Humanity longs and groans, waiting for healing, waiting to be noticed, waiting to feel loved, waiting to receive new life, waiting to see the new ways that God is acting in our lives and through our own faith. And our Easter morning message today tells us that that time has come, that God has indeed fulfilled and done all of these things and more. Jesus has been raised from the dead, bringing all of these promises alive for all of creation. Not just for the disciples, not just for a select few people, not even just for humanity. Jesus brings the good news of God's glory and promises to all of the world, to every last part of creation. God brings about these promises through Jesus to everything that has been groaning and longing and aching for what comes next. And so we have the earth shaking at the tomb. And it's not just random. It's not just something that happens by chance or is a coincidence. It's not a background detail that's meaningless to the story. When we think of earthquakes, I'm sure we think very quickly of the destruction that they cause, of the uncertainty that accompanies them, of the chaos that always seems to follow. And while I'm sure the women at the tomb were feeling all of these things in the moment, this earthquake is also different. It's not about destruction and fear. It's a moment of declaration, a shout of proclamation from the earth itself as it reveals Christ is risen. And suddenly, in that moment, everything is different. The stone is rolled away. The angel of the Lord speaks. The tomb is found empty. Matthew, it tells us that the women leave with fear, but also with great joy. fear at the overwhelming, unexplainable experience they've had early that Easter morning at the tomb, but also great joy at the recognition that something beautiful is unfolding before them. And they can't help but run to go and tell others. And I wonder what it would have been like to be there to experience that moment, to feel the earth trembling in a great earthquake, continuing to shake as it carried the women running from the tomb. The way that in that moment, all of creation, for just that time, was caught up in this same experience, caught up in this mixture of awe and joy and fear, all carrying the same knowledge that something has changed, a new thing has begun, there's good news to be shared. And that good news is shared by more than just one voice. It's shared by the angel sitting on the tombstone. It's shared by the women running from the tomb. Shared to the rest of the world by the disciples, even shared by the earth itself that can't help but tremble and shake at the good news. In this moment, this morning, all creation bears witness to the miracle of Easter. And all creation together joins in celebrating this morning. So let us hear the good news of Jesus' resurrection, not in a quiet reflection alone, but through the women at the tomb, through the disciples, through the angel of the Lord, through the movement of the earth, through all of creation celebrating this together. And let us join in all of creation's celebration with our own shouts of Alleluia, embodying the joy of Jesus' resurrection, sharing the good news this Easter morning. Christ is risen. Even the ground beneath us knows that joy. Alleluia. Amen. Join me now in another word of prayer. We pray for the church, all of creation, and the whole people of God. Almighty God, we pray for the whole church as we celebrate, rejoice, and share the good news of Jesus' resurrection. We ask that you continue holding us in your promises of love and forgiveness as we follow your call to be the church amidst the chaos of the world. Guide us to be your hands and feet in the lives of all of those around us, giving to others the abundance you so freely give to us. Creator God, we rejoice in all aspects of your grand creation. We ask for your guidance as we tend to the land amidst climate and environmental changes. We ask that you make your presence especially known to those who are impacted by the chaos of natural disasters, while you also bring us to see the beauty in the way that creation honors and responds to your works in our world today. We ask that you continue using creation to reveal your grandness to each of us. Protecting God, we pray for the whole family of Christ. We ask that you continue to comfort those who feel alone or grieve, that you heal those who are sick, that your love be felt in all of those who feel unworthy and unloved. Teach us what it means to love those around us the same way Jesus had throughout his own life and ministry. Guide us to embody the work and ministry of Jesus as he now sits next to you. We trust in your promises to us, and we go out in faith with the gifts you give to share the good news with all. And we pray all of these prayers and the silent ones of our heart in your holy name. Amen. Let us go out in peace now, proclaiming the good news, serving the Lord. Amen.